swing and a drive. Right center and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Fielder. Here it is. Swing and a drive to center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get up. Get out of here and gone for Ryan Braun. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep. Get up.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sometimes it's politics, sometimes it's baseball, burgers, and the Milwaukee Brewers. A brat or two as well. I love all of it. Got Rick Schlesinger with me this afternoon. He's the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, thanks so much for sticking around. We know we got the Giants this afternoon at 8:45. We got a question from one of our regular listeners and callers, Andrew from Maine, and it was, I promise I didn't bribe Andrew to send in his question with the timing of that intro there. How big of a legacy does Bob Uecker leave for the Brewers? How big of a loss is it in the clubhouse? Because he was so beloved, not just by fans everywhere. There wasn't a Brewers season in my entire adult life where Bob Uecker wasn't a huge part of it. To me, I smell a baseball field. I smell, the gloves, the baseball cleats. What I hear in my head is Bob Uecker's voice. They're so indelibly intertwined. What's it like starting the season out without Bob?
Yeah, there's a giant hole in the Brewers' heart. I knew Bob very well. The one thing I tell people is the public Bob was the private Bob. He was so genuine. He was so authentic. He was a great person, a great listener. People talk about what a great storyteller he was, and he was, but he was a great listener. He would get to know you. I would have dinner. My wife and I would have dinner with him in spring training. We'd spend 4 hours, and he would listen more than he would talk because he was genuinely interested in people, and he wanted to understand people. And he was nice to the stars. He was nice to the people who, you know, who do pick up the laundry at the clubhouse after the game. He was nice to the attendants who help with ushers. And he was just genuine. And it's, he was everything. He was the brand. He was sort of the Brewers icon. And it's not, you can't replace him. We miss him terribly. And it's weird. It is, Maggie. I mean, we've already had, you know, 24 games, but it's really weird to just have a season without him. And, we're doing what we can to honor him, but we're going to fall short because he was the icon and legend and a great human being who packed a lot of stuff into 90 plus years. But boy, we do miss him.
It's remarkable to me that the grief, it's not lessened. The loss isn't lessened, but sharing it and knowing that so many people have that love and could see that genuineness from Mr. Uecker. And perhaps he gave his greatest gift to the state of Wisconsin and the Brewers franchise by instilling such a passionate and never-ending, never-waning love of the game and this franchise to so many folks that grew up here. I'm sure including you, Rick, and certainly myself. I wanted to ask you one serious bit of business that I get into plenty of heated discussions with people about for years. I was the chief legal officer from Milwaukee County. I was there when you all completed the historic negotiation of the lease extension. I make an affirmative case for professional franchises in cities to be a first-class city, to avoid brain drain, to be a place where people want to live. You've got to have these teams, and it requires investment. To those that are skeptical about the relationship between professional franchises, stadium districts, et cetera, make the case to that skeptical taxpayer about why this ROI is positive for Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a fair point. And, you know, whenever we're using public money, we owe an obligation to make the case and recognize there are so many competing needs for public dollars. And there's no shortage of things in Wisconsin that we all want to see better. But I will tell you, you know, Maggie, you hit on something really strong, which is it's not just the economic case. We were able to do a bunch of models and talk to skeptical legislators and skeptical people in the media. If you look at the job creation, the taxes generated, the economic activity, and you do it in a very methodical, analytic fashion, you can show that the dollars being contributed by the public are far exceeded by what the Brewers generate in tax revenue, economic activity. All that's great. The reality is it's more than that. It's the fact that Major League Baseball in Wisconsin is different than Major League Baseball in New York or Los Angeles. This is a city that thrives on its sports teams, that brings people together. I've got friends on the political side of the aisle who I don't agree with anything, but we can talk Brewers, I can talk Bucks, we can talk Packers. When the teams win, we can hug, even though politically I want nothing to do with that person. And whether you're Black or white, Hispanic, rich, poor, wherever you live, you can get excited about sports teams. The Bucks showed that in 2021. The Packers have done it over time. We want to do that for the fans. But you bring a community together, you create passion and loyalty and fandom, and you can bridge some of the divides and make the society a little happier. At the end of the day, it is painful to see what's going on in our country, and it's tough, and the divisions are very divisive and very real. But, you know, if we can all get excited about the Brewers and be happy, that's a pretty good thing. And I think we had enough Republicans and Democrats who decided it made sense. And we were very privileged to be able to get on the winning side of that debate and that legislation.
Folks, that's Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operation for your Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, thank you so much. Congratulations on getting that lease deal done. I, for one, fully supportive and breathing an enormous sigh of relief when that got done. It's not just about the positive ROI. It's about the positive community, the connections, and bringing a little joy to each and every one of you. When we come back, it's the midweek sound off. Do you want to complain about the Bucks starting out 0-2 against the Packers? That's all on the table. Everything fair game in the midweek sound off coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.